transfigured on the mount, O Christ our God.
Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Be Transfigured, where we invite you to live a new life in Christ. We pray that this episode is a blessing to you and will inspire you to rededicate your life to Jesus Christ. We invite you to join us for worship or study at the St. Nicholas Greek Orthodox Cathedral in Tarpon Springs, Florida, where visitors are always welcome. We'll be back in a few moments to share some more information about our ministry.
My brothers and sisters, from the very day that Christ was born, the world started a war against God. And the war is with our children. Herod, being so angry at the Magi, wanting to kill Christ, he sent the word out to kill all of the children under the age of 2. I've seen their bones. Idetasteam. Thousands of innocent children were slaughtered by Herod just because he was jealous of God, just because he was jealous of Christ. And in this morning's gospel, we see that Christ was being taken care of and protected by Joseph. The angel told Joseph, go to Egypt, protect the child, and when it's safe, I will call you, he'll come back. My brothers and sisters, there is still a war raging against our children. Between drugs and other temptations of the world, our children are either being killed on the streets or they're being dragged away from their church. Our children are being told that they shouldn't believe what the church tells them to believe, because the world is at war with God and the world is using our children against us. Joseph protected Christ by going with Panagia and Christ, and they went to Egypt to protect Christ from being killed. But what are we doing to protect our children? We walk around with blinders on. No, there's no problem. Not in our city. Not my son, Father. Somebody else's son. And yet we continue to have funerals of young people because of the plague of drug addiction and alcohol and other things that are plaguing our children and taking them away from the church. So what are we going to do about it? Are we going to continue to leave our eyes closed? Are we going to continue to live in some kind of cloud pretending that nothing is going wrong? There's only one way to save our children, and that is to bring them to Christ. And that means bringing them to church. Not just Goya and dance practice and basketball, but to church. So our children can come and learn to love Jesus Christ more than anything else. We, the parents, the yayas, papus, tias, tios, aunts, uncles, we are the ones who are responsible to protect our children. And yet, we go about our day pretending that nothing is wrong. And worse, as Father Theofani said a few weeks ago, I guess maybe it was last week, when we do bring our children to church, we don't live the Christian life outside of the church. So our children might come and sit in the pews, but when we go home, nothing. They don't hear anything about God. They don't see us, the parents, doing our prayers. And so when the world calls and says, hey, let's go have some fun, they go. And they leave the church. And I keep hearing, don't worry, they'll come back when they have their own children. It's about time we recognize they're not coming back like they used to come back. Because we haven't taught them to love God more than anything else. We have to protect our children. We have to bring them to Christ so they can receive communion with us, their parents. Maybe that's the biggest mistake we've made all these decades. We bring our children for Holy Communion, our children receive Holy Communion, and then we turn our backs on God. We both go back to our pew. We're teaching our children communion is just for the pedia. We, yayas, papus, aunts and uncles, we have to be the ones in our own life that show our young people that we love God more than anything in the world. More than creas. We have to love God even more than our favorite foods so we can fast appropriately. We have to love God more than our vacation houses so we can be in church with God. Because our children are just going to follow our habits. And they're just going to fade away. I realized the past couple of days, we have 10,000 people who call this their church. 10,000 men, women, and children. There used to be a day that we'd say, well, they'll all come at Christmas. Growing up, we used to call them Christmas, Mother's Day, and Easter, CME. Here in Tarpon, we had one more, Epiphany. But now they're not even coming for Christmas. Now they're not even coming for Pascha. Because the world is at war. And it won't stop until we stand up against it. My brothers and sisters, the new year is only 1 week away. I have in my letter to you for Christmas, I said that 2022 was the year that we were going to bring everyone back to church. This has got to be our number one priority in life. Not just our children, not just the yayas and papus, and we can't wait for their funeral to bring them back. We have to start today. And remember this gospel when you're going and talking to your family and to your friends who we haven't seen in church for a long time. Joseph and Panagia took Christ, they went all the way to Egypt. But they came back. It's time now for us to call our family back to church. Let's fill every seat in this cathedral. We'll bring in extra chairs if we have to. We'll even tear down the walls and make a bigger cathedral if it means our people coming back to church. Let's not limit ourselves to brick and mortar because our people deserve to be with God. Let's not allow these thousands of innocent children to die in vain. Let's learn from them and let's go and bring our people back. Because Christ is born, And we glorify him not just with a beautiful tree and some presents, but with a new life in Christ united to him. Forget about the gold and the frankincense and the myrrh. Bring him his children back. And that'll be a great gift for God this year. So that is our mission. The year of 2022 is the year to bring our people back. Each and every one of you now has been deputized. It's not just the priest's job. It's not just the parish council's job. It's our responsibility as a family. So now let's go get them and bring them back in as a family, all together, relearn how to love, to live with Christ. Glory to God for all things.
As far as they could bear it.
Be Transfigured is a production of Be Transfigured Ministries in cooperation with the St. Nicholas Greek Orthodox Cathedral in Tarpon Springs, Florida. We depend upon your generosity to maintain our ministry. You can make a safe online donation when you visit our website, liveanewlifeinchrist.org.